With hundreds of thousands of federal employees taking furlough days this summer, the Merit Systems Protection Board was expecting to see lots of furlough appeal cases. But now Board Chairman Susan Sway Grunman says the rate of appeals has exceeded a historic high.
Well, Emily, when last we spoke, we were receiving hundreds of furlough appeals daily. Now it's more like 1,500 to 2,000. And the number of appeals has quite literally doubled within days. As of Monday, we have 16,400 furlough appeals, which exceeds the historical high way back in the early 80s of 11,000 with the air traffic controller strike, which is kind of ironic because the anniversary of the air traffic control strike was this weekend. We literally received 7,000 furlough appeals just last week alone.
Are most of them coming from Defense Department employees?
I think they are coming from defense at this point. A number of the other appeals that preceded this period are in the process or have gone to hearing before an administrative judge.
So when we talked a month ago, you mentioned that the Merit Systems Protection Board was considering a process of consolidation, which would make it a bit easier to handle this high number of cases. Explain to me, have you made any progress on that decision, and what would it entail?
Well, we're still in that consideration period, and if you check on our website, you'll note that two agencies have asked for nationwide consolidation. And on our website is also our response to those requests. What we've asked the parties and the agencies basically is to stand by for a short period of time till we can see the entire universe of appeals, the types of issues being raised, where they're being raised, what offices they're cropping up in. So those decisions, I expect, will be made very shortly.
And if there are enough common characteristics between the appeals, then you would group them and try to make one decision that would fit all of those particular appeals?
In theory, yes. Or if there are particular issues that can be grouped, that's another possibility.
So can you draw any sort of common characteristics now, even anecdotally, between the thousands of furlough appeals that you're seeing?
Well, I'll give you one example. One of the traditional means that we use to consolidate cases is to look at who the deciding official is. And what we're seeing is that maybe one or two deciding officials cross MSPB offices. So it's the same individual. So possibly, I don't know, all those cases could be moved to one regional office. We don't know. That's just one example. The other example is to determine whether or not these employees are represented. And we can consolidate by attorney representative or appellant representative as possible as well.
So it's similar to, in some regards, a class action lawsuit then?
Not really a class action because each case will get adjudicated separately. There may be similar issues. We do know that consolidation is not always appropriate in every circumstance, and that's one of the things that we're looking at right now.
And I know it normally takes months for a case to go through the entire process, but has the Merit Systems Protection Board been able to rule on any more furlough appeals? I remember you said that there had been one in the past, but it was non-presidential.
Still the case now. I think as of today, there are probably 12 initial decisions out there that are limited to the facts and circumstances of that case. The cases have not come to headquarters yet.
We're speaking with Susan Sway Grunman. She's chairman of the Merit Systems Protection Board. So considering now that you are seeing thousands of appeals, has the Merit Systems Protection Board had to institute any more changes in order to make sure that those are moved along and you don't have a backlog piling up?
Well, it's not a backlog so much as once we see what's out there, we'll be able to group them efficiently and effectively. Given the limited amount of resources that we're facing here, which is about 55 to 60 administrative judges plus support staff out in the field. But it will be effective, it will be efficient, and I'm asking that the parties and everybody stand by and for a couple of weeks until we kind of can get our arms around this whole process.
And if, and this scenario has happened at some agencies and not at others, but if an agency were to say that furlough days would be shortened from their original announcement, say from 10 to 5, what does that typically do to cases? Do people drop the cases or do they remain?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
Well, and their claim still stands whether or not they shorten the furlough period or not. It's for the furlough days they've already experienced.
Okay, and you still have to deal with it yourself at the Merit Systems Protection Board.
Right now, we were fortunate not to furlough our own during this fiscal year, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. The question for us really is when this wave, if you will end, or whether it'll just look like this for the next several weeks, several months.
Any indication one way or the other?
Not yet.
So it's like reading tea leaves.
Exactly.
And is the Merit Systems Protection Board working with or reaching out to unions at all? Because I know that some have suggested to their members that they file appeals immediately and the like.
That would probably be improper at this time. If the union would appear as a representative, then we would deal with them as a representative. But in terms of outreach, you've got the information that we put out. You also have any of the regional offices that may be communicating with their constituency. I don't know. Certainly, one of the requests in the agency's request for consolidation is to have a sit-down meeting with representatives of appellants, with themselves, to kind of call together ideas on how to process these cases. And that may or may not be appropriate once we get the complete universe down to size.
That's Susan Sway Grunman, the chairman of the Merit Systems Protection Board. We've got more information at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.